Everyone knows Ike Turner as the bad husband, the man who kept his wife Tina in fear. What everyone doesn't know is that Tina entered the picture rather late in Ike's career. Before she came along, Ike Turner's place in American pop music history was already secure. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward says that was because of the record Rocket 88.
You've heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along.
Rocket 88 by Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats on Chess is one of the candidates for the title of the first rock and roll record. Recorded in March 1951, it spent most of the summer of that year at the top of the rhythm and blues charts, and what powered it was the hard-driving piano played by Ike Turner. In fact, the Delta Cats didn't really exist. They were really the Kings of Rhythm, the band 20-year-old Ike had been leading in Clarksdale, Mississippi, his hometown, since he was 18. Early in 1951, B.B. King, at the time a popular radio personality in Memphis, spotted them playing a club and recommended the Kings of Rhythm to another important figure, Sam Phillips. Phillips had opened a studio in Memphis to provide recordings by local musicians to big-time R&B labels like Chess in Chicago and Modern in L.A. Rocket 88 had far-reaching consequences. Brenston got a big head and moved to Chicago. Ike Turner moved his band to West Memphis, Arkansas, across the Mississippi from Memphis, a hotbed of musical talent. And Sam Phillips, disgusted at having given away a number one record, decided to open his own label, Sun. Ike became a talent scout for Modern, and, armed with a portable tape recorder and a new Buick, recorded dozens of blues classics by B.B. King, Howlin' Wolf, Elmore James, and, occasionally, his own band. Ike loved rough vocalists like Dennis Binder, who recorded with the Kings of Rhythm on I Miss You So, or Eugene Fox.
Now something's going on that I can't sit. My baby leave home, nobody knows where she went. I hate to do it, but I guess I may. I'm going to do what the hoodoo say. Get some of your hair and boil it in a pot. Take some of your clothes, tie them in a knot. Put them in a snuff can, bury them under the steps. Then you wouldn't want, baby, nobody else. So,
slick, slick, baby, I've got my eyes on you. When I catch you, baby, no telling what I might do.
Hoodoo Say, you may notice, lacks a piano. That's because Ike had picked up the guitar. Ike and the band relocated to East St. Louis, Missouri, where they started abandoning blues and getting modern, as this 1958 record shows.
Bugs come.
Let's run, don't let us come.
You bet not.
Bugs come.
Bone and hop.
Let's do the drum.
You can't miss.
But take a chance. Run and try.
Now here's why.
Girls will pass you by.
Too shy.
Boxtop featured as a backup vocalist a teenage girl named Little Annie, Annie Mae Bullock, who became Tina Turner. They made their first records together in 1960, and the partnership took off. You can read all about it in Tina's autobiography, and there's no doubt that Ike faded into the background. Still, he continued to make records, and as late as 1970, he was still playing good guitar, as well as reflecting about what had happened to him. It was too late. Tina had eclipsed him, and Ike Turner was on his way to becoming a forgotten legend.
Ed Ward is a freelance writer currently living in Berlin. The music he played has been reissued on the CD I Like Ike, The Best of Ike Turner, on Rhino Records.